Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Okulzer dictating an endoscopy report on Diane Ward, date birth 3/15/1972, date of procedure October 27, 2023. It seems that my last one got cut off, so we're going to start over. We're going to say physician is Dr. Evgeny Okulzer, referring physician is Dr. Marta Bunkowski. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, and next line is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies, indication screening for colon cancer, comma, anemia, description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as some malignancy, all explained to the patient, period. Patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position. Sedator is for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination was with the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus period. Retroflex view was obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. Digital rectal exam is normal. Well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the fold period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated without any abnormality period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was 8-2-3-3 period, which was graded as good period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Finding number one at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid portion of the esophagus was unremarkable. Next line, Z line was mildly irregular at 34 centimeters from the bite block with one tongue greater than 1 centimeter of salmon colored mucosa, comma. This was biopsied for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. The comma, the antrum and the body were biopsied for histology for H. pylori. Next line, there was a approximately 1.5 centimeter mostly clean base ulcer with some hematin spots, but no evidence of visible vessel. This ulcer was biopsied for histology. There was another smaller clean base ulcer noted at the 9 o'clock position of the antrum. This was also biopsied for histology period. There was no evidence of any active bleeding after the biopsies. The duodenum to D3 portion was largely unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for celiac disease period. At colonoscopy, number one, there were 2 small hepatic flexure polyps that were biopsied that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, which were small and non-bleeding. The terminal ileum appeared unremarkable, otherwise larger than unremarkable colonoscopy period. Plan, number one, follow-up biopsy pathology, number two, PPI BID for 8 weeks, then QD following. Next line, we'll need repeat EGD in 2 months for evaluation of the ulcer and resolution period. Well, next line, high fiber diet with fiber supplements is needed. Next line, surveillance colonoscopy in 5 years. Next line, if delete that portion. Please go back to the colonoscopy findings and add diverticulosis. Thank you.